Virginia, this march on Google, which was scheduled for Saturday at a number of Google campuses across the country, including here in Pittsburgh, and I think we should mention its organizers say it's now been postponed, it was being promoted as a free speech demonstration in response to the firing of a Google engineer who wrote an internal memo that many considered sexist. How was the event perceived by the activist community here in Pittsburgh?
Right. They saw that. They saw who this man was, Jack Posobiec. He's a clear ties to white supremacists, clear ties to the alt-right movement, even though he is a self-proclaimed new right member. So there was really a sense of urgency. Organizers say they were planning for preparedness in Pittsburgh after Charlottesville before they even found out about a Google march, because they say, you know, this is real. This is something that could happen here. So there are a lot of ideas about how to move forward, how to prepare for anything that could happen. But it was clear that a lot of people felt that something needed to happen.
So this event that you attended last night, this meeting, what was the purpose of the meeting? And what was the vibe that you picked up on there?
Yeah, I mean, it was at the Kingsley Association in the main room there on the first floor, and hundreds of people poured in, hundreds of people. It was a really clear, focused group that were there to make plans. It wasn't, you know, like a lot of other community meetings, community forums that are really impassioned. They were saying, you know, where does everybody stand? What is the best course of action going forward? And it was intentionally centering Black voices, which I think is a possible evolution in the Pittsburgh activist space. We've seen a lot of sort of independent groups spin off, but all of the main key activists and organizers there were Black women and Black femmes. They're coming from groups like the Pittsburgh Feminists for Intersectionality and Black Femme Excellence Co., both of whom were born from the women's march that we saw earlier this year and the sort of rift that happened there. But there was also a lot of white allies who stepped back at the organizer's request, stepped back and listened, made space for the Black voices. And actually a really interesting intersection with the white punk movement. There's a punk music festival happening this weekend as well. And they sort of offered up themselves as any possible assistance, or even just to be sort of bodies on the front line of this to help ensure that Black protesters could be kept safe. So they were there, really there. The purpose was not to plan a counter protest, but to discuss security, discuss preparedness and safety measures for those who did want to sort of step into the action if things were to escalate.
As you sort of referred to, when you referred to the rift between some of these groups that were there at the meeting last night, a lot of these groups in the past have had different sort of approaches to their activism. And, you know, they might have the same goal, but different ways of achieving that goal. So is this thing that happened in Charlottesville over the weekend and then this planned protest, this march on Google, do you see this as sort of a unifying event?
There's an effort at unity. I know what you mean. There's people that a lot of people that know that something needs to happen and that want to be able to work together. But just like anything else, there's going to be a divide in the tact that people think is appropriate to take or most effective to take, or that people are comfortable taking. So last night it was clear that there's not this totally unified vision. But there are some indicators about sort of where Pittsburgh stands from the statement that Mayor Bill Peduto issued earlier this week, that Pittsburghers do not stand for hate and there's very little tolerance for activities like that. To when the conspiracy website InfoWars said that they would also be coming to the march on Google, the backlash on Facebook was strong and immediate from Pittsburghers who wanted none of that. So that is very clear. But again, going forward, there are some people who say, no, let's take the narrative back. Let's have alternative events. Let's focus it back on our community. Let's, you know, conflict is only going to serve the alt-right optics if, you know, we want to engage in that. Others remember the KKK march in downtown Pittsburgh in 1997. That is not long ago and far away for these people. And they're saying, this is the real deal. You don't mess around with this. You need to take this head on, basically. And whatever it takes to keep the community safe, that's what they feel is appropriate.
So what can we learn from that meeting about how the community might respond if an organized alt-right or white supremacist event does happen here in Pittsburgh?
I think just what we saw with the response to this planned march, this sort of divide, some people saying, let's take a step back, some people saying, let's face it head on. I think that's something we can expect to see. But now that they sort of have a leg up on the planning process, again, the planning for this started before the march on Google in light of Charlottesville, saying we need to have a plan. Pittsburgh needs to have a plan. Who is responsible for allocating what resources? Who is responsible for taking care of the community, for childcare, for transportation. These are systems that are starting to be put in place that could potentially be utilized in light of another event that could happen.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for these activists?
Well, after the meeting, there wasn't a clear answer about steps forward. Later on social media, one of the organizers posted that there would be an alternative march on Saturday. That may or may not still happen, but that was supposed to happen separate of, not in protest of Google or of the alt-right, but just in terms of securing the future of the Black community. That would be the message of that march. But even at the meeting last night, a lot of talk about the long game. It's not just about a skirmish on Saturday. It's about how can these communities come together to fight against systemic problems. Again, identifying white supremacy not just as people with tiki torches, but about discriminatory hiring practices. How can we bring attention to that? And of course, these organizers are going to want to remind, especially white allies, not to forget about them, that this postponement isn't necessarily a victory, that everything is just okay now. But there are ongoing challenges that the community is facing that they don't want people to forget.
Virginia Alvino Young is 90.5 WESA's reporter covering race and equity issues here in Pittsburgh. Virginia, thanks for your reporting, and also thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks, Chris.